Welcome to the Audacious Black Girl Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda. This podcast seeks to inspire and empower Black women to live in their own audacity. We'll feature guests who are living audaciously and authentically themselves, and we'll have conversations that focus on topics that impact our own audacity. We'll also talk about the importance of doing that inner work so we can continue to show up and show out. We are trendsetters. We are leaders. We are our ancestors' wildest dreams come true. I honor you, and I thank you for tuning in. Let's get into this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Audacious Black Girl Podcast. This is Amanda, your host. Today, I am talking to Anastasia Jones. I am so excited. I think I say that about everyone. I'm excited to talk to them because I really am. But me and Anastasia have the most amazing conversations on IG, and now we're bringing it over to the podcast world. I'm getting ahead of myself, but Anastasia is a speaker, a writer, and she is a limiting belief gladiator. She's all about self-love, spirituality, and creativity. She wants you to create. She wants you to ignite that creativity in you. So I'm excited to talk about that with her, especially because lately I've just really been on this create the life you want kick, and I'm just going with it because I think it's beautiful and we all need it. So she's going to give us some tips on how to do that, and I will let her explain herself and talk about who she is a little bit further and what she does. But welcome, Anastasia. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, what a blessing to be here with you. I love our conversations. And y'all will see why. But every single time we talk, something happens, and it's just the best.
Magic. Just magic.
Magic.
Love it. Yeah. So tell the people who you are, what you do outside of what I explained. That little bit I did.
I thank you so much for that, by the way. That's so, so sweet. My name is Anastasia. I currently live in sunny Southern California. This is where I create. I create workshops for women to reignite their creativity. I say women, but really for all people to reignite their creativity. I'm a writer. I love creating words and stories and sharing those things with anybody that wants to learn and grow deeper in their spirituality and in their creative practice. So I believe that creativity and spirituality are like literally one and the same. And creativity, a creative life, is our birthright. Literally. We have so much power that we just need to tap into and can tap into at all times. So it is my mission while I am on this earth to just share that with the world and help as many people as possible tap into deeper levels of their creativity and just watch what happens. Watch how the world is changed for good.
I absolutely love that. Yeah, but you know, you're hitting on something too when it comes to creativity. It is such a spiritual practice because you do have to be connected to that innermost part of you and tap into that so you can create, right? And I told you about the book I was reading, Conversations with God, and it really highlights that about how we are all born and, like you said, innate. It's innate to us to create. It is within us, but sometimes we get so disconnected from that innermost part of us that our creations, no matter what it might look like, and we'll get into that, it's not really as powerful or as meaningful as you want it to be. Yes. So why create? What does creation mean to you?
Oh, creating. I love this. I think that creativity is our birthright. And I believe that you and I are literally creating at all times, no matter what we're doing, even unconsciously, you and I are creating. Like, even to be listening to this podcast or watching this episode right now, you are breathing. You are taking in and you are creating something with the air that you take in, and you are breathing it back out. And it is in turn allowing the living things around you to take it in and breathe it back out and to create. So we are just constantly in this cycle of creating in our own bodies. It's said that every 7 years, like every cell in your body has been regenerated. And yes. That number is like, you know, give or take, there are some cells in your body that regenerate literally every week, every day, every month. Like, so we are created beings and we create. That's just what we do. And so if we can do all of this unconsciously, imagine what power we have to do it consciously. So creativity to me is truly existence. It is just what we do. We are here, we create.
I love that.
Now art. Art to me, I've had a unique journey with art because for so long, even growing up, I used to think art was just anything that you can do with like coloring, painting, even music, like anything that you can create that's like art, right? And now I'm realizing that art to me is truth, just told through different mediums. That is art, right? It's like truth, beauty, just told with different mediums, different things that currently exist, we can put together to tell the truth in a new way, with a new voice, with new things. So that, in essence, is what creativity is to me. It's who we are. It's how we exist. It is, and then art is how we can take the things that are around us, things that are seemingly insignificant and ordinary, and create new things, create I don't know. I just, if you have any questions about that, let me know. I never want to talk over anybody's understanding, but I know you get it. So
I get it. Yeah. I mean, I think you're stating what creativity in general, what it just means to you and the embodiment of creativity. Cause you can create whatever you want, right? You mentioned art, but you also use words, right? You also, create content, of course, right? Creation is, to me, when I think about the word, it's just something you make no matter what it is. Whether it's changes in your life or growing in a certain way or, you know, journaling, art, whatever it might be, it's just you making something impactful and meaningful for you. Yes. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to, like, I'll just art, because we all think art when we think about creation. It doesn't have to be this perfect thing. It could just be something that you do that's getting all that out of you because it's natural for you. You know, and really also, like I was saying, creating the life that you want, like you have it in you. And you mentioned something about thoughts, how our thoughts are our creation. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Our thoughts are absolutely powerful, powerful. And you know, whatever, you know it, because if you think a defeatist mindset, right? If you think in a way that is not to your full potential, you're not going to reach your full potential, whatever that might look like, right? Yes. But if you just try thinking better about yourself, like not being the loser, so to speak, in your dreams, how much more powerful will your life just be? And you're the one creating that with simply your thoughts, starting with your thoughts. Now it takes work. But everything starts here, and sometimes everything dies there too.
Yes, I believe that so deeply. And we are so powerful that whether we believe we can or we believe we can't, we are right. It will be.
Yes.
And I think so often, like, we are always exercising our power. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes we empower the shadow side and we don't empower the light.
Listen,
and that's why I'm so
upset. Whole message,
you know, that's that's how powerful we are. We create our life at all times. We can choose to perceive the good and create more of that, or we can choose to perceive the bad and amplify that and have this victim mindset, this victim mentality, and have this poverty mindset, and have this. We choose. We really do. And sometimes it's it's a product of our like upbringing. Sometimes it's our environment. So, mm-hmm. But at any point, we have the power to completely untether, which I love that you use. We have the power to untether and to create.
Oh my gosh.
At any point.
We do. We do. But it also takes us searching for that. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the way like we're speaking now, right? Very spiritual, very much energetic and all that, right? Some people don't have that kind of access, which is why I will always talk about these things and always talk about this on my platform, because I know a lot of us don't get this kind of information, right? We have a certain kind of viewpoint about the world and how things go, and you just work hard and da-da-da-da. Yeah, you got to put some work in, but you don't have to kill yourself, right? But if you operate from this energetic space of creation, right, and putting your all into that, you do create the life that you want. You do follow through on your dreams, whether that's, like I said, whether it's art, whether it's music, whether it's creating a workshop, creating a program. We'll talk about it later too, but you have a retreat coming up. Yes. Like, you can create those things if you just, it's your thoughts.
Yes.
It's your thoughts. So what tools do you help a client or someone you're working with use when it comes to creating? Like, how do you get someone started?
Oh, this is such a good question. So it really depends on the client where we start. There are some things, my framework is just, it is what it is, but where people fall within that can be different. Mm-hmm. So we always start with redefining. So we redefine fear. We redefine creativity. We redefine art. We redefine truth. Mm. And these words are important because they play such an important role in how we view ourselves as co-creators with the divine.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Co-creators with God, co-creators with the universe. We have to understand fear and how it shows up in our lives. How it has showed up in the past and how in the present it's currently showing up. We have to redefine what that even is. Mm. Redefine creativity, because like I said, creativity and art, because the media will tell you one thing.
Yeah.
But the divine will tell you the truth.
Oof.
You know.
That's it.
You know.
A message.
So, you know, there's just so much there. Love so we've got conversations around fear, creativity, art and truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, I believe that art is just telling the truth in a new way using everyday ordinary things, a combination of everyday ordinary. Yeah. And so we start with that. And then we reconnect. Mm-hmm. So this is what you were talking about diving deep, really understanding your gifts, your talents, your stories, your passions and your desires. I believe that your creative desires, that your creative desires are power.
Mm.
They're like this potential energy, you know, like potential kinetic energy, right? They're like this power magnet energy just like stored up within you. And that creates your creative desire.
Mm.
And the only reason that it's there is because it has already manifested in time.
Yes.
So like, you know, so like you, for you to have the desire to write a book, that desire to write a book, not everybody has.
Yeah.
Everybody has that, but you do. So, that desire is this power that you hold as a co-creator, just like waiting to be unleashed. Like if you think of like a horse, like waiting to hear that shot, like just start flying, like, that's you. That's your desire and your creative desire, right? So I help women mine what that is.
Yeah.
And I help them see how important it is for them to take action.
Yeah.
How important it is for this to truly exist in the world, this piece of art.
Yeah. What they have to offer.
Yes. Yes. And I think often we think that like, oh, I want to do this. I want to write this book, or I want to start this podcast, or I want to, you know, fill in the blank. It can be anything.
Yeah.
And then this fear voice tries to break down our desires.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you know, all the things we talk about this often.
Yeah.
But if there's only at that point, if there's only somebody that could just come in, be with you here, affirm you that this desire of yours isn't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's necessary and we need you, and then help you make that happen. Just like it changes everything. I have gotten this week alone, I've gotten 3 messages from women that have either I've done one-on-one coaching with, have been in a workshop, have, you know, fill in the blank, and they've said the conversation that I had with you changed everything. And I'm now doing the thing that we talked about doing.
Oh my gosh. That's powerful.
A pal, you know?
And you know, and you said a lot of things there, but something that is coming up for me is the reignite and you said a lot of rewords, right? But you and I talked about this before, about this remembering, right? That we have, because everything you're saying, all the creation that we have within us, it's in us, but we forget. And that's why you tap into that divineness within you, that God within you, so you can remember, so that you can be your absolute full self that you are meant to be. You are meant to be happy and joyful and all those beautiful things. But you have to remember it is your divine right. It is your divine right. And when you operate from that place, everything you have to offer the world, because you were created for a reason. Oh my gosh, you are absolutely created for a reason. There was no mistake at all. Everything you've been through, all of that is a part of the story, a part of the journey. But you were made to experience the full life. A full life.
Yes.
And something in a book, Conversation with a Guy, that I take with me is that you have to know that of which you are not to know that of which you are.
Mm.
Right? So you cannot know love if you don't know hate. You cannot know beauty if you don't know ugly. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So all those experiences that we have in our life that are ugly or feel whatever, or whatever way we might, what word we might attribute to them, can you learn the opposite now? Can you recognize the perhaps lesson in that and operate now from a place of love? Operate now from a place of joy, because now you know what that will feel like because you've had the opposite. Can you get to the other end of the spectrum? Can you create your life to get to that point? Right? But yeah, it really is about that connection and remembering that it is divine. It is our right to be our absolute best self and to create.
Yes. Yes. What you just said totally changed my life. I had it. This concept continues to blow my mind. Mm. But I had a woman share with me once, she's a spiritual teacher. And she said, the depth of joy that you can experience is like equal to the depth of pain.
Mm.
The depth of love is equal to like the depth of pain or something like that. And because there's polarity, there's this very present, like yin and yang, you know,
the duality, the binary. Yes.
It is so real. And that's why I believe when the Bible says rejoice in your sufferings, because you're giving you this character, right? It's why you can like love something so, I don't have children, but you do, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like you love your child so much and you're equally as terrified that something horrible is going to happen.
Yes.
It's one of those things.
So true. So true. So true.
It requires us to feel it all.
Mm.
Right? Like,
oh yeah.
Like you're going through a breakup and it hurts and you want to do everything you can to numb, to run, to hide. But what if you just sat in it, felt it, and moved on?
Yeah.
Isn't that so much better? Because now you know that the depth of this pain is equal to the depth of the love that is for me. That is my love.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I love that. So yes.
Pain becomes this like, I rejoice in these sufferings. I am not a victim. I rejoice in these sufferings, and I know that this is going to play a valuable part in my movie.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Yes.
But it's that choice to see through that lens. It really is. And some people choose never to.
Yes. Or don't know that there is a different way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think, honestly, some people, because you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know right? what you
don't know. What you don't know. But finding a way to just tap into it some way, somehow, and you're mentioning the Bible. Now, I'm not religious at all, but I think religion is so beautiful. There's such beauty in scripture, in verse, and can be so inspirational. So if that can even be a starting point for some people, right? Sometimes that is some people's starting point, right? Some of us, especially as Black women, we grow up in certain, Black people in general, you know, right? You grow up in certain households, practicing certain things. And I have so many friends who have taken that, right? And kind of expounded and expanded on what spirituality means to them now and finding that connection. So you just can start where you are and you can start small, you know? So I want to know from you, what are some ways people can start small in reigniting their creativity?
I love this. Okay. I'm getting so intense because I truly... I eat, sleep, dream this every day.
Every day.
Yes. So one of the things I'm going to do is just do something really practical. This is something I do in some of my workshops. I do this with all of my clients. And it's just an activity. And all you need is a piece of paper and a pen. Mm-hmm. So I want you to write down, like right down the middle, put a line straight down the middle of your sheet of paper. So you have a left column. You have a right column. Mm-hmm. And then I say this, if you and I were to sit down and have a cup of coffee and you were to tell me, we were just to share each other's stories. You were to tell me your life story, right? What are the 5, maybe 6, 7 pivotal life experiences that you would have to tell me? Like, in order for me to learn about your human experience, right? Like, what are the 5 to 7 things you would have to tell me? So some of these things for me would be, my father passed away when I was 11, 12, mm-hmm. Of a drug overdose. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a huge part of my story.
Yeah.
Another big part would be I went to college. I went to Florida for my collegiate experience. Was the first time I'd ever left home of New England. Mm-hmm. Pivotal. I interned in Washington, D.C. for the Pentagon.
Nice. Wow.
For a whole summer. It was an unbelievable experience.
Mm.
And I could just keep going, truly.
Yeah.
I could keep going. But name those 5 to 7 things on the, and then write them down on the left. Now on the right, I want you to write down 10 of your current interests and passions. Mm-hmm. So maybe you love writing. Mm-hmm. Maybe you love, mechanics. Mm-hmm. Maybe you love, swimming. Maybe you love art. Maybe you love like drawing, painting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever those things are, I want you to write 10 of those current interests and passions that you have right now on the right side. Now, do your best to go through all 10 of your current interests and passions and write a line to the pivotal life experience. And I love doing this because I love seeing the eyes of women that are like, oh, I get it now.
Yes.
And there is undoubtedly a common thread that you are uniquely experienced to speak truth on in the lives of others.
Listen, all right, I'm gonna do that after. I like that.
Yes.
I like that. I love that.
Because
as you said that, like you're like tie it to. I'm like, ooh.
Can you see that?
I can see it. I felt that. I'm already making the connections. Oh my goodness. Y'all make sure y'all do that. That's powerful.
Yes.
That is so powerful.
And
oh my gosh.
Like you said, like remember who you are. Remember this power that we are all spiritual beings having this unbelievable human experience.
Yes.
At the same time, in this era, in this scene,
right now,
for a reason, we have something to give all of us. So,
yes. Oh my gosh. I love that. And it also what I'm thinking about too. Like, it allows you to kind of do a little bit of the shadow work there as well, as well as the light work, and then making that connection. And you are redefining, and I think that's a word you used earlier, your story.
Yes.
Your story, because we look at our experiences, no matter how hurtful they were or how joyful they were, and think certain thoughts and don't recognize how those were the seeds that were planted. Those are the seeds that were planted for you to grow. But can you see that? Can you view that? Can you honor that? Right?
Yes.
I love that. I love that activity. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. So beautiful.
So what is your story then? Like, how did you get into this? Like, why is this a passion for you?
Oh, I love that so much. So let's start with, you know, I've always loved writing. Mm-hmm. I started my blog when I, in 2015. At the time I was working for corporate America, and I was really good at my job. I just, it wasn't why I was here. It wasn't, it wasn't aligned for me.
Yeah.
And so I left. Mm-hmm. I had started the blog before I left, and I talked about like lessons that I learned, truths. I honestly shared truths that I learned being in corporate America that no one had prepared me for in college. No one could have prepared me for it. It's just one of those things. So I started writing blog posts about, you know, how to lead a meeting. Nobody taught me how to, you know, what to do if you have a, you know, wardrobe malfunction at work.
Like, yeah. Very real things.
Real things that happen that nobody prepared me for.
Yeah.
And then from that, my blog evolved into helping other women blog, helping other women find their voice and learn how to create a platform, their own little oasis on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I did that for years.
Wow.
And then I was also working in marketing and doing copywriting for clients here and there. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing quite a few things in tandem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been amazing. It's given me just the best experiences. People from all over the world, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took my love for like writing and blogging and helped other women use their voice, kind of, you know, do that for a while, took it into marketing and helped other female business owners market themselves in a way that's authentic to them and their brand. So I did that for a while. Mm-hmm. And I set out on this, this journey because I grew up in the church. I grew up in, the Christian church.
Okay.
Very, religious is what I'll say in that sort of environment. And I always had questions that seemed like, nobody really was talking about or, you know, nobody was really answering. And I'm so curious. I still have questions. And that religion turned into like this unique spirituality that I now, that I now operate in 100%. I'm discovering my gifts. I'm discovering my talents. I'm discovering the dream space and how that is a gift that I've been given to dream. And so I'm discovering that and all of these things that I'm just seeing, like, to co-create with the divine is so powerful.
It is.
And how can I help other people get to the place where they feel fully empowered to co-create with the divine?
Yes.
And that's just this question that I, like I said, I think about it all the time. And I just through my creativity, I have come to the point where I want to help other people embrace this creative birthright.
Yeah.
And so that, I mean, it's not linear, but that's how, I don't really think anything is.
No, not at all.
You know,
not at all. I love that. And something that's interesting too, that you said, like so you worked in corporate America, right? But, and there's nothing wrong with working in corporate, no matter where you are, it's fine. Like, I work in corporate, essentially. I work for the government, but, you know, basically it's corporation.
Yeah.
But like, we are, I think, very much conditioned to follow certain steps, very much conditioned to think this is the way. And that conditioning, what this is from, you know, our parents, our family, the adults that raised us, society, all those things conditions us to be a certain way, a majority of us. And that is what disconnects us from that birthright of creating the path that you want. right? Yes. And you saying that, it just really hit home because who isn't going through that? Some people are going through that right now. You're disconnected, but you have this thing, this buzzing, this, oh my God, I want to do this thing. It's something I have this in me, but you're disconnected. So like you're saying, tapping into that spiritual part of you, tapping into that divine part of you,
yes,
can allow you to access that and co-create with God, co-create with the God within you, because God created us. So there is God within us. Yes. Do you know that? God is within us, right? When God said, I created you in my image, that is what God meant. It's in you, in every single thing around you, the trees, the flowers, the air, the sky. You are that. You are the universe.
Yes.
They say, like, if you, you know, I'm not very scientific, like if you look at a cell, right, and you get really, really close with a microscope, you can see universes within it. You can see everything creating and splitting and growing and doubling and all these things. If that's within you, like you were saying earlier, we have all this within us.
All of it.
Why would you not create? How could you not create? How could you not know it's your divine? I know why you don't know. I know why we don't know. Because we've been disconnected from it.
Yeah.
But take a step back, right?
Yes.
And recognize the divineness within you, the divineness within your cells, the divineness of those cells that create over and over and over again just to keep you alive.
Yes.
How could you not? God is within you. You can do it, right?
Yes.
I think once personally, and we've had so many conversations about creativity, but once I really got that concept, man, like the sky is like the limit. The sky is the limit.
Truly, the sky is the limit.
Literally.
There really is no limit.
There really isn't.
You could do
anything you want.
Anything, truly.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I love it.
Oh, me too. Mm-hmm. I have this, I believe that unused creativity, unpracticed creativity turns into resentment.
Yes. Oh, speak on that.
I believe that is true. To my core, I think that same power that like we were talking earlier about desires and how to have a desire to create something means there is power that is seeking to be manifested. There is power that is seeking to be brought forth.
Yes.
And so to even have that desire is to tap into that power, right? So,
yeah. So
we tap into that power and have a creative desire, but we do not bring it forth. We do not manifest it in any state. Does not have to be perfect. It just needs to be, right?
Yes.
If you want to write a book, you don't have to create like one. It doesn't have to be a specific way. It can be an ebook. You could write it on paper and you could just share the link. You could put it in a Google Drive. You could whatever, but like that desire needs to be made manifest somehow. And if it is not, it turns into resentment. And it's why that for years upon years upon years, you will say to yourself, oh, I want to write that book.
Yeah. Oh,
I need to start that podcast. Oh, fill in the blank.
Yes. That's so true.
If you can take one step, one small step at a time, tap into that power and to manifest this desire, one small step at a time. Maybe today it is sending an email to somebody that can read it once you finish. Maybe tomorrow it's writing two sentences. Maybe it's outlining some chapters. Maybe it's fill in the blank.
Yes.
That you're tapping into that power and it is literally just giving you energy that you did not have before you started doing it.
Yes. That's the energetics behind these things, right? It's just, they're called micro practices, what you're describing. Very small things that you can do to just make you feel a little bit better, to help get you a little bit more closer to whatever it is that you're trying to create or whatever it is you're trying to be. It doesn't, because I think what happens, like that you're talking about resentment, right? When I think book, a lot of people, it's overwhelming. I'm like, book, a book, right? But if you think, if you think sentence, if you think chapter, if you think title, or how is this going to end, make it micro for yourself, bite-sized pieces. you'll get closer to eating that whole thing, right? Little steps. And also I think you're speaking to the power of play.
Yes. Ooh.
Right? Play. That's playing.
Yes.
Doing something to help you feel good. So talk about the power of play in creation and trusting yourself.
I think play and celebration might be the most important step of them all.
Yeah.
There is something so cosmically powerful about celebrating.
Yeah.
Celebrating yourself, celebrating others, celebrating what you're offering the world, celebrating what the world is offering you. I think it circles back to gratitude.
Yeah.
It circles back to being in the powerful present moment, right? Because in order to play, you got to be here now.
Yeah.
Like you can't play in the past. You can't play in the future. Play is so powerful because it is centering us. It is causing us to be right here, right now, with who you're with what we have, and to celebrate and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So powerful.
It is.
So powerful. It is.
And there's freedom in that. This freedom in play, this freedom in celebrating. Like you feel more open. You just feel open when you play and celebrate and not closed in when you have resentment or if you just are, you know, just not happy with where you are right now. And you're speaking also to a practice of mindfulness,
yes.
Right? Just being present and doing what you can in the moment. Doing what you can right now. You can't change the past. You have no idea what's going to happen the next second, the next moment, the next hour. Yes. Can you be here now and celebrate the moment now? Can you play in the moment now and trust in yourself to just do that? You know, and trust what comes up, right? Like trust what comes out when you play. Trust what comes out when you celebrate. Let it be a scream, a cheer. Let it be whatever you want it to be, right? And trust in that and know it's okay to have that. Yes. I think another part too is we, like you said, we don't celebrate enough because we don't feel like we're deserving or that we should, or what we did wasn't that serious.
There's no time.
No, what you did was serious. If you wrote a doggone title, if you wrote a sentence, if you bought some paint, celebrate that. Because that's what's going to help you have some bigger celebrations and more celebrations.
And right? It bleeds over into like every area of your life. And that's one of the things that I love most about helping women create a creativity practice for themselves. It's like you do this and you do this regularly. Every area of your life is going to evolve, is going to expand, it's not like I have to create so this gets less of me, or I have to create so I'm not going to be as, effective at my job or whatever it could be.
Yeah.
No, there is only abundance when you create. And like being resentful bleeds into in one area. Let's say you're being resentful about your job. It will surely, and I promise you this, it will bleed into your finances. It will bleed into relationships. It will bleed into your spiritual life. Resentment in one area of your life permeates in some way through all of it. So does creativity, right? So you're starting to write this book. You're starting to get into the creative flow. And then suddenly you are just, your relationships are fuller. You feel like you're excited to, you know, go to work and to complete this thing and then to keep creating. And it just really is expansive. There is no lack in creativity. Yeah. It is only expansive. So
I believe in that. It definitely touches on every domain of your life.
Yes.
Every domain. Just as stress will touch on every domain of your life, you know, and just like you're saying, any negativity and resentment, it permeates. That's the reality of it. And we're not saying it's easy to kind of get through those situations, but you can make a habit, micro practices of making those changes to help you start feeling better and be on that journey of your becoming. Like that's what it comes down to. Who are you becoming? Because you get to define that. You get to define who you are becoming. There is no plan. There is nothing. You are the one dictating every single step of that.
Yeah,
it's the truth. No, nothing's against you. No, you take that next step. You create that next step. Every step you take, you create. Every step. And we've all, yes, listen. And I, like, because every time I think about women I work with and even talking to you and hearing your story, thinking about my own story in the past, nothing changed until like the mindset changed. Yes. Nothing changed until you tap in and notice what's going on and change your mindset to one of worthiness, of one of abundance, and just start creating from that place.
Yes.
It's the truth.
And that is prayer to me. Right.
Yeah,
and
I love that.
A little bit about my journey. Mm-hmm. And I've redefined the word prayer and what that is to me. And prayer is what you said. It's like this commitment to return, to see through a divine lens of unconditional love, and to see all of your experiences through this divine lens of unconditional love, all of your choices. We call them, I say this, but like mistakes, failures, right? Because what it was really seeing all those things through a lens of unconditional love. And that is more to me, because that happens when you're co-creating with the spirit.
Mm.
Right? That divine lens, we don't really have on our own. We only have it when we're co-creating with God, co-creating with the universe, co-creating with the spirit.
Mm.
Right? Like, it's within us, but how do we into it is by prayer,
meditating, getting
quiet, you know, because the world has a different lens.
Oh, and you
can see through that lens. In fact, everything around you will beg you to see through that lens.
Oh, yes.
But within you, prayer, see through that lens, it's so powerful. So yes, when you see your life and your story through this lens of unconditional love, You just smile at the woman you are. You smile at the woman you're becoming. You are so sure that whatever is in your heart to create, that you choose to walk out, will really bring good and love to the world.
That's true.
Do you mind if I share with you a dream that I had?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Last month.
Yeah.
Really powerful, actually. I was in this courtyard and there was a massive tiger, this big tiger in this courtyard in my dream. And I was very present in my dream, walking around this thing like, oh God, oh, I need to wake it up. Oh God, I need to wake up this tiger, and I don't want it to eat me. I don't want it to like freak out. So I know that I have to wake up this beast, this jungle cat, right? But I just was so afraid to wake it up. It took me days, but eventually, this is how it is for me, eventually spirit was like, you are the tiger. That is you.
Stop.
You are this sleeping tiger in the courtyard, and you are also you circling around it, afraid to wake it up.
Listen.
That is us, ladies.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have goosebumps? I have goosebumps all over my
goosebumps. God. Oh my gosh. What? That's powerful.
Yes. So then I'm asking myself, like, I am that terrified of how powerful I know I am on a I am in the dream state, and I know that is me.
That's so amazing.
Powerful animal, just so strong. And I'm afraid to wake myself up. And spirit was like, you have to ask yourself why.
Yeah.
So now I'm, so this is like a month or two ago, but I'm like asking myself this question. Which questions are so powerful. And I have, maybe we can put it in the show notes, but 50 questions to reignite your creativity. Yes. I'd love to share with you guys. But I have asked myself this question, like, what do I think is going to happen if I awaken this powerful, powerful tiger within me? What am I so afraid of? And the answer is, the world will only benefit from unleashing that much good and unconditional love on the world. I don't have evil motives. What am I afraid of?
Exactly. What? Oh my gosh. You know? That's powerful. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. And how many of us have dreams like that or something along those lines that we don't sit to process? You know what I mean? Sit to process and really think, what does this really mean? And when I talk about don't bypass the healing, that's what I'm talking about right there. Because you get messages. Oh my gosh. Yes. You get messages. Don't bypass those messages, especially the ones you get in your dream. Journal it out. Figure it out. Because that's your starting point too. Or that's your jump point. Or that's just another point on your journey. That's just the challenge or whatever that you need to figure out and process. But that is so absolutely powerful. And something I want to mention too, as you're saying that was coming up for me, is intuition. Trusting your intuition. Like you didn't trust the tiger in the dream, but you intuitively knew it was you.
Yes.
You intuitively knew I'm circling around this tiger, all this fear, but this is me. But you still couldn't approach it because you couldn't trust. You couldn't trust the fact that you were in the presence of a beast and that you were safe. Because why would you be there? Why would you be there? Why would you be there? Why would God put you there if you weren't safe?
Right.
Right?
Right.
You didn't trust. Right?
Right.
Can we listen?
Oh my God.
Listen, we need a talk show.
We just need more time. Okay. We need more time.
Oh, so this is going to go into our intuition segment. Oh. And that's a powerful dream you had. Like, that's amazing. I hope you share that with everyone because that's powerful.
I will.
Yeah. So we're going to go into our intuition practice. And I've been doing this in the past couple of episodes. And I will be doing it every episode. And the reason why I'm doing intuition practice, one, because in order to create, in order to start living the life we want to live and have a mindset shift, we have to start trusting ourselves. And that trust sometimes is just a little whisper that you're not listening to. Sometimes it's just that thing that pops up that you're like, no, that can't be right. So we're going to do intuition practice. It's fun. And listeners, watchers, please do it too. Sit there and process it yourself too, because it's super fun and it just builds up your own intuition practice. So it's going to be 7 questions, kind of like Spitfire. And you're just going to say the first thing that comes to your mind when I ask these questions. Okay. You ready? Okay. Text or call?
Text.
Same. Music artist you're loving right now.
Oh man, I'm going to forget his name. John Batiste.
Ooh. She's going to look him up.
I got to. Oh my gosh. I can't find him, but yeah, let's just say
that's his name. Okay. Yeah. You have it in your head though. It's there. Your Mount Rushmore. So normal people do 5, but the 3 people who inspire you.
Oh,
anyone.
Oprah, of course, my mother. Oprah, my mother, and I'm gonna put my grandmother in there too. She's fire.
The woman in your life and Oprah. Love it. What makes you smile?
Oh, laughter.
Laughter. Oh my gosh, love it.
Watching laugh. I love laughing.
Yes, I love it. Is it better to ask for forgiveness or permission?
Ooh, forgiveness for sure.
Forgiveness. Yeah. I'm the same. I believe that too. What would you tell your 21-year-old self?
Don't date that man.
Okay.
He ain't it, sis. He ain't it.
Not the what?
He ain't the one, girl.
Okay. It's something you want Black women to know.
You're insanely powerful and you have the wind of every single ancestor at your back.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We have an advantage. We truly do.
We do. We do.
Massive spiritual advantage, hands down.
Love it. Yes. Love that. All right. Last two things. So can you talk about your workshops that you have, any coming up, or your retreat? I know you have a retreat coming up.
Yes. So I don't have any workshops right now. I'm always in one-on-one clients. So if you want to do a few sessions with me on creativity, DM me on Instagram, visit me on my website. And then my retreat is April 18th to the 23rd. 2022, and we're going to Tulum, Mexico. So come.
Amazing.
All the deets are on my website. And then we can have a, call if you have any questions.
I love it. And also everything will be in the show notes, but you also have your 50 questions to reignite creativity. I'll make sure I have that in the show notes too. Get on her email list. Like, she's bomb. Yes. She's amazing. You hear it right here. You already know what you're going to get. You know what you're going to get. You know what you're going to get. Oh my gosh. Amazing. All right. So what makes you an audacious Black girl? I ask every single guest this. What makes you an audacious Black girl?
I believe when the spirit speaks to me, as if it's a fact, as if it's as real as what I read.
I love it.
Yes. Do I do this?
Beautiful. Yes. Amazing. Thank you so much. All of your handles, all of your info will be in the show notes for people to connect with you. But I'm so thankful for you. I always love our conversations. Like, they're just deep. They're powerful. They're spiritual. It's all the woo-woo stuff that I love. So I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. You can watch on YouTube as well. And if you are listening on Apple, please rate, review, subscribe. It really does help out the podcast and helps the podcast get out there more and spread this message of love and woo-woo-ness and spirituality, mindset, creativity, all that. Thank you for listening. All right, y'all. Peace. I would love to know your thoughts on today's episode. You can reach me on Instagram at Audacious Black Girl. Shoot me a DM. You can also find me on my website at www.audaciousblackgirl.com. All this information will be in the show notes. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Please subscribe so you can get all the updates for the podcast. And join my Audacious Black Girl tribe for weekly self-care support and tips. Peace.